Ahoy hoy! We're back playing TOD, and the party is now through some sort of portal at another town, and we're chasing the dragon army that's in a floating castle. And, we're gonna beat them up, somehow, in their giant floating castle. We have no idea how we're gonna get up there. We're hoping there's a plot line or something. Let's roll!
That's a large bottle.
It is a large bottle. I hope I don't have to drink it, because I don't know if I can anymore.
What did you get last time? Three?
I'm surprised
three
you
threw up in the sink.
Oh, yeah.
Did he really?
Yeah. you can listen to it. It's on the mic.
It was it was...
That's fantastic.
I love it. You know well,
that's
listening
a punishment
to us, like,
shot.
What
if
a bunch of pussies.
It was 10 o'clock in the morning, and it was hot.
The witching hour.
It was hot, awful rum.
Just, and it was like the third one in a row.
Well, if there's one way I like my rum, it's hot.
I like a rum toddy.
It's like when people are having like sake and they're like, you gotta heat it up. I'm like, you're fucking gross.
Yeah, it's gross.
Sake's not good.
Sake is disgusting.
It depends on the sake.
No, it's disgusting.
Stop being a millennial. Yeah.
Oh my god. I've had good sake.
No, you haven't.
Okay.
Unless you say at a hibachi place.
No, at Christina's.
It's a teppanyaki. Not work. Hibachi. Hibachi is a grill. Tapanaki is the actual
I don't name. Know. Do I look Asian?
Look.
You did say a name. I know as we're recording.
We're not yet. It's fine.
So it begins.
I said we're probably going to delete this stuff.
It's happening.
I don't know. I'll probably keep it in. It was a good
Come
intro.
Come on.
It was a good intro. Yeah.
Oh, wait. I need my book.
No, Christina's Christmas parties, right? It's a Japanese company, so they always have like
Nakatomi.
Sake. Yeah.
Her boss got shot in the face.
In the face.
Their Christmas parties are nuts.
You know, in Japan, they eat KFC for Christmas.
Yeah. What? Do they?
KFC's delicious.
Because one of the people that was in the KFC org went over to Japan and was like, Americans eat this for Christmas. And they were
nice.
Like, konnichiwa.
Got
now
him.
They all eat it. So if you tell them, like, we don't eat it for Christmas, they're like, what? This is like the whole fucking nation of Japan eats KFC for
but
Christmas.
But isn't that like a lot of people's perception of America? They're like, well, there's cowboys everywhere.
Yeah.
Like, they have no idea that it's different.
There's a southern colonel on the thing. Of course they eat it for Christmas.
Well, it's how like everybody in France is like, we know for a fact. We have confirmation from
no, there's nothing in France. It sounds like
that's the best.
The women don't shave their pits.
What, he's like, what is that noise you're making?
It's your people's noise.
Yeah. Noise of your people.
I'm confused.
He was very confused. It was hilarious.
So
he was also wondering why we pay single mothers money to keep their children alive. He's like, that just encourages them to have more babies.
Like,
I was like,
ding, ding,
I know.
Like, it does, doesn't it?
Bogus was from the Congo, and he was like the whitest, most black guy you've ever seen in your life, because he was like,
he had good credit.
He had very good credit.
Yeah.
He was very educated, had an MBA, and he's like,
and he was like a Mormon, wasn't he? Or a Jehovah's Witness.
Jehovah's Witness, yeah.
And he's don't like, see a lot of black Jehovah's Witnesses.
Do not.
He was like, I don't understand what's going on in this country with...
Is Dixie pissing in your...
She might be. In the stuff. Sump pump?
Yeah.
That's what it's there for.
Squat of the pump, baby.
He takes it right outside.
Yeah. Well, it has to be a lot.
He'll sit there for a while. We'll all pee in the sump
it
pump.
It turns on. Oh my god, Dixie.
He hears start going on.
I'm sorry.
It's big gulps.
I took a dump.
Does anybody want a beer?
Not right now. I gotta.
Not yet.
I gotta work up to that.
Soon. Finish my coffee.
My fridge has a little smell. Sorry.
Your fridge has beer. That's all that matters.
Okay. Smelly beer.
I like to throw curveballs at my body. Like, hey, we're going to drink coffee. Oh, we're going to do stuff today? No.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely not.
We're going to be sedentary for 9 hours.
I like but the I fresh have... fuzz on an empty stomach.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I like
the best
to
way to start the Saturday.
It's the first buzz of the day.
I do like to get blood before I do a real hard drink at night.
Dude, my favorite... I guess buzz is getting high and drinking coffee. Your body doesn't
really
know what to do with that. Right? Like, you can feel your body being like, ah!
When I was at the height of my going out and drinking days, all I drank was Red Bull vodkas.
Oh my god.
And
oh my
I would
god.
Do like 9 in the night.
Yeah, they're so good for you.
And oh my god.
They are really
but
good.
the feeling I had after that was like, I don't know how I might die. Oh, it was weird. It was very, very weird. Because you're super jacked up, but super like hungover. I want to go to sleep drunk.
And you have high blood pressure.
So well, this is before that. This is probably why I have high blood pressure.
Probably, yeah.
But I'd be lying there and I'm just like. Everybody else is passed out. I was like.
This is how it ends.
Yeah, pretty much every night. It was great.
Best time of my life.
That's why I can't. I'm not going to. I don't do weed anymore. When I was over at your house, I did. We did the gummies. And, no, was it gummies or chocolate? I can't remember. But I just sat up for like 3 hours.
Really?
Yeah, thinking it would be the coolest movie.
It probably would be.
If you just focused on the person's pupils the entire movie and you saw everything around
them. I'm sure somebody's made that.
But I think that's a great idea. It's not.
When I woke up, I'm like, that would be the dumbest fucking movie. You just see the guy's pupils the whole time.
I don't think you should quit trying.
I'm gonna give up on
your dreams.
Yeah, I'm gonna
use ChatGPT.
Yeah, I'll use ChatGPT. I mean,
weed. I don't think you should quit trying the weed.
Oh, so.
Movies, it's definitely. Best.
Yeah, don't make the movie.
Oh, no. The movie's a go.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Good.
Oh, she's going to fund it.
Nice. You got yourself executive a producer.
There you go.
Nice.
All right. Well, we're back, guys.
I have to remember how to play D&D.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. I have to, too.
Oh, there's a lot of stuff on this paper.
I will do a quick recap. We were talking about...
it's been a while.
We were talking about Dixie's affinity for car sex.
Right.
She likes to watch guys hump. Civics.
I do not remember that. Oh, yes. Okay.
The exhaust pipe.
The exhaust pipe, of course.
No. So
at least I'll have sex with my Civic.
I was like,
too late.
Oh, well.
I'm going to fuck that Civic.
I've been here for 15 minutes.
He fucked it before he came in.
Sure did.
Oh, God.
That's how I start the day.
It's a boy Civic.
That's why I did it. I see all those female Civics and like, ew.
Vagina.
just guy Civics for me.
Smells like the sea.
That whole fucking diatribe about your mom yesterday in the chat was making me laugh.
That was a good
when
one.
I was reading it. Even though it was mine, the like licking a 9-volt battery made me laugh.
I did not like that conversation one.
Anyway, you guys were in the village of Parnast.
Okay, I forgot that was about my mom. I forgot that was about my mom.
The 9-volt battery?
Yeah, it really changes the context.
I was laughing, now I'm not laughing.
Oh, I don't like that now. At the Golden Tankard, and you were talking to the bartender, and he was explaining how Captain Ulfustan is the town, I guess, like, he's not like a mayor or anything, but he's just, you know, that he runs the town. His name is Ragnar Redtooth. Mm-hmm. Not Redhorn.
So mix it up, yeah.
Yeah. So...
It's like Chen and Chow.
Well, the whole Red Horn Inn thing.
I see.
But, so where you are now is they're talking about how the Dragon Army comes through and they spend, you know, a decent amount of money, and that's kind of what keeps this little village going. And every once in a while, a giant cloud castle comes in.
Clown?
How many clowns are in this castle?
How do they fit them all?
Whatever you do, don't look at the little lapel flower.
It's a cloud castle. It's basically
tell
like...
Tell me it's a cloud castle from the cloud.
It makes so much more sense.
It's way more sense. But it's like someone...
A hovering floating castle.
Yeah, basically someone took a castle
and... Magic.
A big part of the ground and just lifted it up, and now it's floating in the sky.
Right.
So, you guys came because of that. No.
You got that right.
Oh, the cloud castle.
So fucking immature.
I've only seen other videos and pictures.
It'd be confusing because you wouldn't know that's your thing.
It's so true.
You
saw that.
You have no context. Then you look up the castle.
Like, oh my god!
You have an erection.
Yeah. And then you can never get one.
What's going on?
Any other reason?
Right. We got to go back to Farnass, baby.
Super hot lady. Like, don't I turn you on? You know, Cloud Castle.
Can you paint your face gray?
And float.
Float. Cotton balls around your neck.
Hey, you shouldn't be encouraging gray face.
Oh, jeez, right. Here we go. Alrighty.
That's my dad.
yeah, the gray people are fine.
The gray people.
Reparations.
That somehow sounded even more racist.
It did. It sounded worse.
The gray people.
They're fine people.
Fine people. So yeah, Ragnar's like he was trying to sell you that 10 gold piece of glass wine
for
a while. Still trying every once in a while. And he's you guys paid for his room, and I can't remember.
I don't think we rested yet because I still have hit points that are down.
You guys can rest. And
do we have a way to get to the Cloud Castle?
You don't see it yet. It's not there yet.
Oh.
It's coming.
They just said it comes occasionally.
It comes.
When I see it.
It's getting close.
Very occasionally.
I can feel it.
Oh, by the way, there's tons of blankets over there, Dixie.
In case you're pitching. Oh, I thought you meant in case he's pitching a tent.
Cover
a blanket because of the cloud.
I only need a little hand towel.
There, Rodney.
It's good to pussy juice.
Those little hand towels from Toronto.
Don't touch the poo.
Is that a specific story, though?
Yes.
It just sounded like you were doing a weird accent for some reason.
That was John Stahl's bachelor.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah. They put the little pussy hand towel down on you.
You know who John Stahl is, right?
The Vag Rag.
I don't, but you guys we were at the place of our former employment when you went on this trip, because I remember getting the debrief and the pasties and the different rules in Canada.
John Stahl is a gangly, ugly man with I think he had a scraggly beard last time I saw him.
I don't remember that person.
You do.
You know.
If you saw
him. That's just a stage name.
Let me look him up. That's not his name.
You're not going to find John Stahl.
No, that's a stage name.
No, I know who we're talking about. He's tall, gangly. Yes, I'm familiar.
Yeah. Okay.
It was his bachelor party.
Yes.
Okay. I'll come back to me now.
And they put the little towel down for the pussy.
He
wanted to date you.
He did, remember? He was going to ask you out.
God bless America.
We were like,
that never happened.
We were like, don't do it. Oh my God.
Please don't do it. Oh, and then I told you he saw me post-pandemic at the cafeteria and was like, oh my God, I'm going to set up time for coffee. And I was like, that he said that to me right after he informed me that he was divorced. That was like the lead up to that.
He's throwing the net out.
Yeah. Amazing. I'm safe.
I mean, I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, I mean,
this is more of a reprieve.
No one's safe.
Temporary reprieve until his next divorce.
That's right.
Reprieve.
Yeah, that'll probably happen.
We're gonna have to discuss the deets about that when we're off the.
It's not hard to figure out. It's pretty easy to figure out.
What?
That
he found another.
No, why he got divorced.
I mean, that's hard to figure out.
Yeah.
Why? Someone would be like, "That's my guy."
How he tricked another one. That's the thing.
Well, the first one was a mutual
hatred.
Yeah, they both had a big hand in that problem.
They were so good for each other.
Anyway, Ragnar is like, so do you guys, it's getting kind of late. It's like 5 p.m. He's like, you can.
Ooh, it is late.
Well, I mean, it's late for you to do it.
I hope we
ate. Oh, man, I'm going to have to go to bed.
Look, I'm in bed by 8 now. Right? I'm old.
Woo-woo!
He's like, you guys can, hang out and drink. I noticed you're not drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm trying to turn a new leaf.
Okay.
Yep.
So
shut up about it!
All right.
Oh, my God.
Yikes.
We don't really have any water without dysentery. So,
like, do you add that into it, or
yes?
No, it's just
you might want to stop.
No, it's kind of a gift for purchase.
It's like an upgrade.
How many drops of dysentery do you put in there?
Like a little extra.
As many as it takes.
We do have some really
it's like
really,
grenadine.
Really low alcohol beer, if you want that.
Eesh.
No, I'm good.
Low alcohol
for the kids. Okay.
This makes me sad.
Well, alcohol makes me sad.
I remember when.
See, I forget. Do they know why I can't drink?
Nope.
Okay, I've just, yes.
Well, we know.
Well, we know that,
he is evil.
You know he's evil?
We know he's evil because we talked to whoever did a thing on him, and then we talked to Torm Helm.
Like, he kind of sucks.
And was like, you can't fix him now.
Yeah.
But I didn't remember if you guys knew that, like, I wasn't just giving up alcohol that, like...
Well, we know that you can't get drunk.
I can't get drunk. Yeah, that's the problem. Yeah.
He can drink.
Yeah.
Right, wrong. You can drink, but you can't get drunk.
Yeah.
That has to be awful.
That's the worst.
Yeah, he's just in life all the time. Luckily you have a beer.
But yes, that's raw dogging life, and I don't encourage it.
Raw dogging life.
All right.
Should always have some sort of numbing veil.
That's right. Never experienced it.
It is what it is.
All right, how much of a shot?
Don't just do the thing.
It's like,
oh my god, not the whole thing.
No, I know it's not the whole thing, but like up to like the here.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
You don't have to go easy on me because I have a vagina.
No, we wouldn't.
Never do.
I go hard on vaginas.
What was it, Betty White? You don't hear me call people pussies because those things can take a pound of you.
That looks like a lot.
Yeah, I didn't go easy on you.
Okay, all right.
And one, and two.
Just keep drinking through the Eagles game tomorrow. You'll be fine.
You just can't stop now.
I'm sure some people have started.
Oh, yes.
The day before.
They've started since last week.
That deserves a round of applause.
Barely even flinched.
Whew. So good.
That's our fifth shot of the day.
All those breakfast shots.
Can't drive sober? What are we doing?
Yeah, this is crazy.
I have a Sizzly and four little mini bottles from the state store.
I can't. You just buy a big bottle.
I'm not an alcoholic.
The person we work with that you brought on board.
Yeah. Familiar.
Yeah. She likes that.
Go for it.
Yeah, baby.
Yes, they had a family vacation.
Plain old
in
Jamaica.
Jamaica. But I have a sneaking suspicion that it's like, you know, when you drink Guinness. When you drink Guinness in Ireland, it tastes different than when you drink it here.
But I've heard that.
That's true, and I'm assuming it's the same situation with rum.
I can't believe that because it says product of Jamaica. Like it's not like
no, the Guinness gets canned too, but when you drink it like draft, and its like location right of there. Origin, it's a whole different
fresh
rum. Yeah.
Rum.
No, fresh rum. Guinness. I was talking about
because I don't drink Guinness. Regularly, but I will if I'm there. It's a whole different experience.
Nice. Guinness is good. Light, it's just and delicious. It's so low in ABV. It's like it's like
oatmeal.
That's the difference. Drink.
Yeah.
In
its like location of origin, it's light and crispy and delicious. Right here, it's like syrupy and thick and bullshit.
Sir, you have an open bottle in your car.
I have a friend who used to work at used to work at Budweiser. I'll be less specific.
It's a Guinness.
She participated in QA.
Not one of those great people.
They have to blow into a breathalyzer before they leave because part of the QA is tasting. And she explained to me that when you bottle and can, you basically
ruin it.
Yeah.
Makes sense. So, Guinness on draft. That's the only way to do it.
That's the lesson for today.
Lesson for today.
All right. See you guys later.
So, we don't have Guinness on draft here at the inn, but...
I fucking love a black and tan, man.
Yeah, it's delicious. It takes forever to pour, though.
I hear they have trouble getting tan.
The Irish, yeah, it's a problem.
They just
he just likes their ass.
Are you teaching this thing?
You also, don't forget, I know we haven't mentioned him in a long, long time. You still have Bitey.
Oh, Bitey!
And you still have your...
Isn't Bitey carrying a lot of our shit, too?
Not really anymore.
No, because you have a cart with a, I think it, is it a donkey or a horse? A
horse, I think.
You definitely have a cart, though, because that was...
Well, we also have a bag of holding, and it actually has a lot of money in it. Like, somewhere in the order of, like, 5,000-6,000 gold, 7,000 gold.
And I have a riding horse. I forgot about that.
Yeah, you have a riding horse, because I'm surprised that thing's still alive.
Actually, we probably have tens of thousands of gold
with.
I
all
mean, we
stuff.
Can't sell most of the dragon stuff. Is probably dead at this point.
Try selling some of it to Ragnar. Maybe he'll. Hey, you want this dragon heart?
I have these two dragon statues. I think they're about 4,800 gold each.
Have you seen?
Do you have that laying around, Ragnar?
You see my hand? Look around you.
Please buy gold.
We have so much of it.
Gold wine.
So, yeah, really not. You see, finally, you see this guy clad in kind of half polished plate mail. Like he's seen better days, but you can tell he can kind of take care of himself. Walk into the bar and go.
You've seen better days.
Is that what he said? It sounds like song. He's like Mead, and he's like right away, Captain. And he brings in the mead, and he's sitting down next to you. He looks over at because are you still Steve Pokemon?
Oh, I don't know what my current. I think I took that off.
So you're just I don't think you're showing your full drow.
His
right
full
now.
Penis.
Yeah, I don't know it. You know, let's just say that I'm Steve Pokemon.
Okay, so you're Steve Pokemon.
I don't think we ever took it off of you.
Yeah.
Because it's bad when you're Steve Pokemon, but it's so much worse when you're a drow.
Yes.
So he looks over. You're the one sitting next to him. He's like, hey, you're new. What's your name?
Steve.
How you doing, Steve?
What's your name?
You can call me Captain.
Nope.
I'm not doing that.
Wow. Well, I mean, most people around here call me Captain or Cap. Whatever. Yeah.
Is your given name?
Olstan.
Olstan?
Olstan.
Yep, I'll call you Cap.
That's what I thought.
Way better.
Anyway, what brings you guys to town?
We are... I don't even know what the fuck we're doing.
Well, we're not telling him we're going to invade the castle, so...
We're looking for the floaty castle! Do you know how to get on a floaty castle?
Why do you want to get on the floaty castle? They usually just come down and...
No reason.
I mean, I've been on the floaty castle.
I'm like,
cool.
I'd feel better if you talked to that guy.
I don't think we had a plan. I don't think we had a plan coming here.
A plan. Well, you left the hunting lodge, like, immediately, even though I had...
Your honesty is refreshing.
Gobs. I had gobs and gobs of stuff.
Well, like, we went to the castle, we had a plan to pretend to be part of the dragon army.
Yeah,
but then we just left the other one.
I'm like, hey Cap, actually, I'm not good at this thing. I feel better if you talk to Glenn over here.
Hello! I feel better if he didn't.
You're really.
Would you like some cucumbers?
No, thank you.
Give him a pamphlet.
With the
I don't
produce.
Want the ranch with it.
It's too rich.
It's too thick. It's like I'm in the Caribbean or something.
It's Caribbean.
I don't think that exists in this world.
He said, he's like, hi, you're an interesting fella.
Thank you.
How, so he.
Automon, no, Automon's gone. He's just skulked back into the shadows.
He means Steve Pokemon.
He's like,
yes, Steve Pokemon.
Cap is like, you know, we can see him, right? Like, it's a well lit.
He knows.
Okay. You're just in the shadows.
Just looking for shadows.
Sometimes he gets too stimulated.
Don't we all?
Stimming.
He got his zoomies.
He's running around the bar, knocking shit over. He'll tire himself out.
Don't worry, he'll go sleepies.
He'll pay for everything.
Sleepies.
So he said, why are you interested in Skyreach Castle?
We had some dealings with the Dragon Army.
Dragon Army.
You know, we're interested.
Yeah,
we heard this was a good place. They come by, so for your hangout.
They come by. They're usually a little trouble, but not nothing I can't handle.
Mm. Are you you with the town or with the army?
I'm with the town.
Oh, cool.
But cool. You know, we kind of owe a lot to the Dragon Army. So
yeah.
What are you a captain of?
Probably of the guard.
I was captain of the guard. Yeah, very smart.
All right, I didn't know if it was a boat. Maybe there was a marina nearby.
We're in the landlocked.
Are we? I don't know where we are physically.
He's captaining a boat in the swamp.
What boat are you captain of?
This Steve Pokemon is sure dumb.
Hey, shut up! There's a lot of places with ports.
Maybe not
this,
here.
Maybe this is a port.
There's
place.
Literally a floating castle coming because there's no
other way to get there. We had to make a castle float to fucking get to this place.
There's easier ways you don't have to make a castle float.
I just made some assumptions.
No, that was a good assumption. I'm captain of the guard, not of the boat. But you know, the guard here, we only have 4 or 5 men. They're
yeah, it seems like a chill place.
It is. it's a pretty cool place to be. He looks over at Zod. We don't get too many tieflings here. Although we do get Faldorash of Despair every once in a while.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
I'm sorry for your
No, he's cool.
Despair.
Okay, yeah, he's good dude.
I don't know how to read this conversation.
Do you guys remember who Faldorash of Despair?
He's the one that gutted the guy that ran away.
Yeah.
Oh, at the beginning of this.
Yeah.
He was in the. Was he in the castle?
No.
No, Resmir and Abaro Joe were.
Abaro Joe? What do you know? Yeah, no, you don't know. He said he's sometimes comes with the castle, but he's, you know, he's a busy guy. Him, you know.
We've heard of him.
Yeah.
He's busy.
Never met the man.
He's,
With the name of despair, though, you never know.
Well, I mean, that's, you know, tieflings. They have some weird names.
I mean, my name's of the sensual arousal.
It is.
His name's of the sensual arousal. That's a different kind of vibe.
Wait, just of the sensual?
Is it like of, like O-V, the sensual arousal, or does he have a first
name? I never asked you to spell it, to be fair.
It's true. I don't know how to spell.
Do you have another name that I could call you?
Zod.
Oh, that's better.
What they usually call me.
Because I can't call it. That's a mouthful.
The of the sensual arousal is my family name.
That makes it weirder that you say it that way.
Passed down from father to son.
So your mom is the mom of sensual arousal.
She was brought into that family.
Yeah, she married into it.
Oh, thank God.
Now I know this is a joke, but my autism kicking in. So
let's do this.
So I wonder how many times that's been said in a D&D session.
We need a 5-minute break so we can go stem in the corner.
Tieflings name themselves after they reach a certain point of maturity.
Oh, so I named myself.
You
that.
Named yourself that. Yeah. You were. Quite the town hua.
Yeah, I was.
Wow,
that's true.
I
hooed all the other tiefling ladies.
We might not know that though.
You don't know that. I'm just saying that you guys would know. Well, you would know
just
that
for fun.
That's not a surname like of the sensual arousal.
Maybe it's a translation into common.
It's like when wrestlers name themselves something.
Yes.
So he said, nice to meet you, Zod. Yeah, so you don't know Faldorash?
No, I've never met him.
Okay.
I've heard of him.
Yeah. He's, he's intense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pretty intense.
Which tense?
and you guys still have this book, by the way.
Oh, with the moon thing on it?
Yeah.
The Bible?
It told us how that they're making the dragon army with the dragon eggs.
You know, the book you guys made fun of me for making.
Yes.
I mean,
yeah. You have to be more specific.
Anyway,
we make fun of so
seen
much.
It. I've seen it.
She's like, I don't need to say it again. It's fine.
I don't care how much work you put into it.
You know who comes around here more though than Faldorash?
Your mom,
little Duergar, buddy. I'm gonna look up his name.
I'm on shifts, uncomfortably. Wanting to kill that Drugar.
You don't like Drugars. Yeah, I don't know why.
Because he's a drow. He loves killing Drugars. Wake up in the morning, kill them.
Give me one
Put
second.
Put bed at night, kill them.
The fuck is that guy's name?
I don't think I have anybody's name on there for that.
Yeah, Kreft Broken Boulder.
Oh, you know what? I have him marked as a dwarf.
He is a,
He's a Drugar?
He's a black dwarf. Yeah.
What is a Drugar?
It's like a dark dwarf.
Oh, okay.
They're angrier and more evil than regular dwarfs.
They like fried chicken.
You have to do a shot at it.
No, I'm not doing a shot for that.
We do shots for racism now?
Only racism that we have to bleep.
Got
Poor
it.
Poor Rodney will be
Hey!
Fucking...
That's not fair.
I feel targeted.
So yeah, he says Craft Broken Boulder comes here more than Faldorash. He might be on the thing, but yeah, he's like, whereas Faldorash is intense but like charismatic. Craft is just
peaceful. I'm listening. I'm an active listener.
Craft is like, you know, just. I can't explain it. It's just
not charismatic.
Somebody should kill him about that.
He's not only not charismatic, but pretty scary. Like for someone that's his size, he's a little bigger than your friend over here.
You just point at me.
He pointed at Weeblow.
Yeah, he pointed at Weeblow.
I mean, he would have lost some weight in the last few months.
Not bulk wise. I mean, you're like a specimen now. Like you're looking fucking cut.
Wait. 4 foot tall glass. Tall.
No, he's not a tall glass. He's very short.
Juicy steak.
How tall are you?
It's like a shot glass.
I don't remember. He was like 3 feet something.
Oh, okay. So
he was on the very short side of dwarf.
Gotcha.
But also on the very heavy side of dwarf.
But he's not a big dooger.
No one's judging.
He's not a big dooger.
We love you how you
he's
are.
A, right. He's a fairly small, but he's very intense and scary.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to explain. You have to meet him. Anyway,
you think he would let us on their cloud castle? Check, talk to them.
I don't know. Why would you need to go on the cloud castle?
It's a fucking cloud castle.
Well, it's cool.
I mean, it is pretty cool. I'm not gonna lie.
Dude, we had some dealings with them.
Okay.
I want to see what they're all about. Maybe, you know.
Join up.
Maybe we join up.
Oh.
Dragons are cool.
I like armies.
Aren't they, though?
I mean, you guys look pretty,
Yeah, we got
stuff.
Stuff going on.
And he goes,
We got a chick with us, so we're diverse.
Woo-hoo! Little DEI.
He goes,
Oba! Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oba! Oh, no.
She's throwing her arm out.
It's just the autism.
He's neurodivergent.
Please stop doing that.
She's just neurodivergent. It's not her fault.
No, she's doing it all the time.
She was born that way.
And angrily.
The
hope no one compares this against so other times she's thrown her heart out. The most of it
you've had in one session.
So the,
Wow.
I love you!
So the, it's, funny enough, the castle's really not the Dragon Army's castle. It belongs to a cloud giant named, Blagathicus.
Blagathicus. Cloud Castle Blagathicus.
Blagathicus.
I feel like there was a CK.
No CK.
Blagathicus.
And he actually, like, it's his castle. He's not.
We just rent it.
They pay him good money, but he's not thrilled at all the job.
It's an Airbnb.
It's real nice. It's expensive, but it's nice.
So they pay him, but he's like fine, I guess.
Yeah, he's fine.
He has no recourse.
He needs the money. I mean, you know how hard it is to keep a castle?
I kind of assume it would be self-going.
No.
Once you get it up there.
No. You got to pay magicians to keep that shit going. It's very expensive. Pay fucking wizards and sorcerers. Yeah.
It's just tilted. It's like I hasn't paid his magicians in a while.
Hasn't paid the
that bitch is coming down.
the wizard leveler. so he never comes down. He never leaves. But thank God, because he's gigantic.
Sure. Yeah, they're like 10 feet tall.
No, he's taller than that.
They're like 12 feet tall.
He's hitting 20. He's hitting 20.
20 feet.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Seriously. Yeah. I'm not even joking there. What's your name?
Vanta.
Vanta?
There we go.
How dare you try to fuck me into a shot?
What? No, I didn't mean it like that. I
thought you were talking in character.
First time. Oh.
I got all defensive because I'm one shot.
Kill this guy.
No,
everyone's always trying to fuck me. Oh, he's been drinking hard.
That's so.
This is not
alcohol. Shots. Maybe we put you on the kids' beer.
All right.
That's fantastic.
Someone's a little full of herself.
True that, dog.
Just falls over.
So,
that's our demon power.
And at first I thought you were talking to the captain. Like, how dare you come over here and try and fuck me? Like, I just, saying hi.
I was talking to the captain.
Okay, good. So I like that.
I was not attacking you personally.
He goes, well, I just came over to say hi. Do you remember how I said I couldn't describe how that dwarf was intense and scary? It's like that.
It's like that, yeah.
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 That's
we're okay with that.
Yeah. An intense and scary dwarf, yeah. Dead on.
Well, you're you actually look scary where he doesn't look scary.
No, I mean in real life.
Oh,
a dead intense.
That's
dead
true.
On.
Yeah, dead on.
So putting that story in your, you have to suck my dick to get that in. What'd you say to him like the first time you met him?
She
said, if you think you're getting that story in this sprint, you can suck my dick.
Yeah. I stand by that.
I will never forget that statement because it was the first time a project manager ever said that to me, male or female.
Right on.
But it was I respected it.
It is what it is.
You sucked dick and it got in there.
I did.
Yeah, that's all you had to do.
I was surprised how big it was.
It is huge. I'm not going to pretend.
Good for you.
This is more pleasant than most project managers. Very honest.
Usually I'm the one getting the dick in the ass. This isn't as painful. So
he prefers the dick in his mouth than his ass.
No, we're not right doing here. That. I'm not getting
Who
any
doesn't?
More, I'm not getting any more cuts on
that
this.
That was a good soundbite.
I'm going to mix the sound bites together.
Oh, you should. So it's just like one continuous sentence.
He has a, and I'm going to do it so you can't cut it. He has a sound bite of me saying, I would, this is by the way, me saying it, mm-hmm. rather.
He realizes we can cut that part out.
I don't know how you're going to say this without being cuttable.
Have a thing in my butt.
A dick in your butt?
Yeah.
Okay.
But. I didn't say it like that.
Which you love.
A he cock
said
in
the
my
word
butt.
Dick previously. Sure I can did. Slice
yeah,
the ass,
easily.
Please. What word did he use? What word did he use?
Oh, it was dick.
He said dick in his ass. I said, I'd rather have a dick in my
but
ass.
There was
Why is that so controversial? So I'd rather have a dick in my ass than
have poop pushed back in my ass.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Wait, I'd rather have a dick in my ass than poop pushed up, which means you have to go through that process of the whole, like...
The poop comes out, and then it's put back.
Then you gotta push it back in.
Stop. It's like toothpaste coming out of a tube. It doesn't work.
I don't even understand why we're doing oars.
It doesn't
like
want
to
go
back.
Is that some sort of, like, fetish subcategory?
I'm sure it's a rule 34 somewhere.
I thought people, like, what is that, douched the ass so that the poop didn't come out during the anal sex.
Yeah, but some people are in the corpophilia. And they
where the poop is still there.
Gays, all right.
No. Stop. We don't believe that.
That is our official podcast
where
stance.
People like get off on the
I'm familiar. Yeah. Like the golden showers, Germans. But for poop.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're called Germans.
They're called Germans.
They did a lot of poop before.
Yeah, they
I don't know.
Scheiße.
Did
they
do that?
Yeah.
That was where.
Big time.
That
okay.
Was the
All right, big I'm there. I'm there. I'm with you.
So,
don't date German women.
Why?
Why did you say, like, Beetlejuice?
I don't know.
Nice fucking model.
So you guys are thinking about joining the Dragon Army? You want to get on the castle? Like, you don't have to get on the castle to join the Dragon Army. You mean, like I said, they usually just
you
drop
be coy
troops
about
off.
It. I don't know, maybe. See what they
just
said.
I don't know.
Do you know what we're
doing? You done your zoomies?
Well, I mean, you know.
This is a very interesting group of people.
Thank you.
I've never seen quite so.
It's very DEI.
It is very, very, very progressive.
Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, so you.
He doesn't even know I'm a drow.
Oh my god. So, I mean, I could probably arrange something.
I like to think Automan, when he does his movies, he does that arm back thing.
Oh, yeah.
The Naruto run.
Really?
knocking shit off the tables with his arms.
Oh, yes.
There's like four people in the place. It's fucking.
He ends up running into every single one of them. It's was retarded.
Please excuse him. He's very brave for coming out in public.
Thank you!
I mean, I can, like, if you're probably better off,
you know, joining the army down here and taking off with the troops, because it might be harder to join the higher ranks. But looks like you guys have a lot of experience.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm just judging. I'm just judging by the multiple magical weapons and armor I'm seeing on all of you.
I'm just up eyeing my shit. Captain.
Captain. I'm not. I have no need of it. But I was just.
Do you have any gold you want? We got some stuff we don't need anymore.
I don't know. I mean, I have some gold, but it depends on what you're selling.
I have a very nice masterwork plate mail.
For how much?
How much you got?
I don't like that.
How much do you have?
I'm not telling you.
I mean, normally I think you know how to barter. 5,000.
I could give you 400. You're gonna sell masterwork plate mail for 400 gold pieces.
Maybe.
Jesus Christ.
We really don't need a lot of gold.
He sees you thinking about it, and he's like, "Yeah, 400. I mean,
how about this? 400." And, you know, if we want to get on the castle, you help us figure out how to do it.
Deal. Deal.
All right, here you go.
He, like, quickly runs out of the bar.
Hey, where you going?
Yeah, I'll be back.
He's getting his gold.
So he comes back.
I think you're too trusting.
Gives you the 400 gold.
Look, we made a big friend. Cap.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I just met you guys. But, I mean, you seem like decent folk. I mean... decent in a way, but I also don't. I don't trust people that don't drink, though. You sure, you don't want something to drink?
Sure, I'll have some.
Okay, get this man the strongest alcohol you've got. Thanks.
I start chugging it, and the tear rolls down my face.
You okay there, buddy?
I am.
Wow, you can really handle your liquor.
Nah, huh? Sure can.
We should have we should do a drinking contest. I can handle my liquor too.
Brother, go back to hell.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, sure. That sounds good.
Back to hell?
That's how I refer to. Yeah, let's drink.
All right, drinking contest. So he puts down 50 gold on the thing. It's like, got 400 now. You guys got 400. Yeah. I brought a little more, so just in case you had other things to sell. since it was such a deal, he goes. So he puts 50 gold in the thing. He's like, just keep them coming until one of us passes out. So drinking shot for shot. Obviously, the cap is getting really fucking wasted.
And didn't we say in front of him that he can't get drunk? His captain's retarded.
I don't think we said it in front of the captain.
No,
we
said in front of the captain. We were confirming. Why would you say that to anybody?
Yeah,
that would be obviously suspicious. There's some nefarious stuff going on.
So the captain's like, anyway, you guys are great. I'm so happy.
Is he wearing his new armor?
He's still wearing the same armor.
Drinking in his armor. This is my armor now.
He's still wearing the same
armor. Masterwork. Yeah, good deal on it.
He's like, I love you guys.
I love you.
But anyway, I'll definitely get you on that castle. Just, you know.
Gold really is the best spell we have. Remember, we used it before.
Seriously. Yeah. People are like, yeah, all right. Whatever you need.
Well, yeah, I mean, you sold something that he knows is worth a lot more than 400 gold. Regular plate mail costs 2,000. Like, that's... So... Anyway.
And we got so much plate mail, though. We're just following all...
It's that plate mail everywhere.
We do. We have another one. We have the plate armor of vulnerability.
It's like a rich person just taking a lot of cash and chucking it at a homeless person. They're all excited, and the rich person's like...
I think that's the one that attracts arrows.
Nah, that's usually a missile, because I have a shield of missiles.
Oh, okay. So he... yeah, basically.
If they shoot a missile near us, it goes to Weeblow.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
That's awesome.
It's not.
Oh, not for
Weeblow. It's actually cursed, but...
Well, no, it's a strategy.
It is a strategy.
He can take
no,
one.
I take, no, he can have fine. Armor. He'd have armor of 20, and he's the tank. So.
It'd be pretty tough, yeah.
It's like, oh, no, don't shoot me with that fucking arrow. You know. Meanwhile,
know
like...
a fucking arrow?
Because Zod's behind, like, don't shoot me with that fucking arrow!
Stop it!
I can feel everything!
Ow!
So you know, back in my day... Hey, guys, shut up, guys. Hey, You know, back in my day, I was really a really good adventurer, just like you guys.
Yeah, I bet.
Mm-hmm. I did. I slew many foes in my time. Mm-hmm. So, I'm just saying, I'm like you guys. You guys are like me.
We're just like you.
Yeah, we're just a bunch of adventurers.
Bunch of guys.
I'm kind of a retired adventurer, captain of the guard. You know, making money off the Dragon Army.
I don't like that he's trying to bond with us. It's making Steve Pokemon uncomfortable.
He's super drunk. It's not like he's... It's basically like a truth serum.
Yeah. It's that, like, love you, man.
Did you ever work with the Dragon Army?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. We killed some elves a couple weeks ago. They were, you know...
what elves?
I don't know. They have fucking pointy ears of the elves.
Yeah, they all look the same up here.
Right. Up here.
What's that? Up on the mountain.
But, you know, every once in a while they're like, hey, Cap, you want to come and kill some stuff? And I'm like, yeah, sure.
Do you want to go kill some stuff?
Yeah. You want to kill some right now?
Yeah.
We're going to go to bed soon.
Oh. I have to go to bed soon.
you did have your zoomies.
Sorry. I have my night zoomies. Oh,
I think I've had enough. I think you outdid me there.
Oh, yeah, it's me.
You win.
Woo!
Then he's like, blah!
Pretty much.
Over the table and his new armor.
I think that's my liver. anyway, I have... very severe cirrhosis. So you guys are going to rest and...
Oh, well, I have a black dragon statue that I said I need to identify. Do you remember what that does? From when we stole it from the Horde? I think we stole it from the Horde.
How long ago was that?
Or from the castle. I don't know. It's in my notes, man.
Yeah, I have some notes, too, that I'm just like, who is that from?
I'll look. Hold on. It's got to be in the... Which castle? The castle,
yes.
Near Rareton or whatever the hell it was.
I have a note in here. It says loot, and the date is 11/7/2020. We didn't sell these dragon scales or claws or teeth yet.
That's gonna be tough for me to remember. just
sorry, sorry.
What are you doing?
It's the soundtrack to our adventure.
It does. It somehow fits.
Yeah.
Pornhub has weird backgrounds.
They'll be amazing.
I like my atmospheric porn.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that is, but I'll
that's fine.
We'll allow it.
We'll figure it out. It could be in here. It could be in there. It could be anywhere.
Could be the exhaust pipe.
Could be the exhaust pipe. I think that was... No, that was back when we were playing the Mines of Philendeur.
No, because it's on my... It's on my other loot. It's along with the star charts that we stole.
Oh, they're worth
2,500 gold. Dragon statue.
Yeah, okay.
The star charts are worth 2,800 gold.
For all of them.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
We got 1,000 gems. We have various chick stuff worth 1,300 gold.
Chick stuff?
It was jewelry. I said various jewelry. He's like,
I'll allow it.
Chick stuff. Well, it was also like combs, like perfumes, brushes, yeah, and perfumes. Yeah.
Amazing.
I forgot I had that feat that turns my sneak attacks into D8s. So my sneak attack is 78.
78?
Yeah, 78. Just straight damage. Dick damage.
Dick damage is not straight damage.
That's gayest damage.
Or Peronis. all right, so are you guys going to sleep?
Sure.
Okay, like, Captain's like, I'm just gonna hang out here.
Hey, man.
Yeah. So you go by, guys, get all your shit. You're well rested. You can put your hit points back to maximum.
Ready to fucking kill things!
Oh my god!
Woo!
Glenn's raging.
Captain's still down there, passed out in a big puddle of vomit. Luckily, he didn't asphyxiate.
Could have gone Elvis style.
Ragnar was no, Elvis died on the toilet.
He choked on his vomit.
Like so many
he choked
people.
On his vomit.
That would be Jimi Hendrix.
Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Elvis, yeah, Elvis.
On the pooper.
Yeah, he's dying pooping.
Like so many of us.
Yeah,
my bad, guys. Relax. I got three people staring me down because.
You will respect.
Sorry, we all respect
Elvis. Elvis died on the pooper.
God damn it. Man doesn't die on the toilet and get forgotten.
He's the king of rock and roll, yeah. God damn it.
You're right. Oh, that's my bad.
You know, they found 10 pounds of white fecal matter in his colon.
Was he like eating bird shit?
Well,
what does
no,
that mean?
It was so much fat in his diet that it was just like fat.
Ew, I just saw this thing on the internet the other night. This dude had all he ate was like high like bacon. And
oh, I saw the yellow stuff all over.
It started coming
gross.
Out of his skin,
like
all
paleo.
The cholesterol started to seep out of his skin.
There were like these like.
Just like
yellow,
like sweat.
Lines
it was like sweat.
Skin. Yeah.
Oh. Gross. He was just sweating.
He was sweating
for
fat.
He ate exclusively like steaks and stuff.
But
and
paleo,
like
right?
So he's doing like paleo,
like
kinda.
Hardcore.
Yeah, but like just that, like nothing else.
No
like
veggies.
No veggies. Nothing. So
did he poop ever?
Probably not.
And he was sweating fat.
Yeah. It wasn't even sweat. Like you could see it on his skin.
It was
like in his skin.
Like
he was glistening.
It looked like sweat.
Like all his lines here were like yellow.
Yeah.
Oh.
It was so. It was
I'm gonna Google this right now.
So it was really gross.
Like, he could just like
look. I posted that video on my Prime Facebook.
I just wanted some advice as to what was going on.
I didn't know what was going on.
I was scared.
Like he could just like. Grease a pan like
could, you can
yeah,
cook,
John Cena.
Cook on his own no problem like al fresco.
I need to
you want
to
grill something.
It's hot but you get used to it.
It makes his masturbation way easier too.
I'm sure
it's very slippery.
That's a good point.
He just has to work up a sweat first.
He probably can't get an erection with all that steak and cheese in him.
No,
those arteries are clogged.
It kind of makes you sleepy.
Yeah,
I mean yeah, but good for him.
Love a good meat stroke.
That's what we should all aspire to.
If I got to the point where I'm just sweating,
when
fat,
you can see my cholesterol,
my cholesterol is coming out of my pores,
sir,
and I'm still alive. I've beaten it.
Yeah, I don't know how he's still alive. I don't know how he didn't have like a massive
crazy.
Heart attack.
Like, is he fat?
I don't know.
They just showed his hands.
Is he skinny fat?
I don't know.
One moment,
I mean,
please.
It didn't look like an outrageously like overweight hand or anything. Just like a normal hand that was just.
Where did you see this?
Internet.
Yeah, he didn't have those like hamburger them? Helper hands.
Probably a Reddit.
Just look up sweating oil.
No, hold on.
Cholesterol?
Yes.
Sweating cholesterol? I don't think it was pure cholesterol. That would be bad.
That would yeah.
If there was so much cholesterol in his body,
it's coming out of his skin.
he's pretty much all cholesterol in his veins at that point.
You are all cholesterol.
He's the cholesterol man.
There you go. Doctor finds man with cholesterol oozing from his body.
There you go.
Cholesterol.
There it is.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Right?
Yeah,
that's disgusting.
Where did you guys find? Where did you guys find this? Newsweek?
I think it was just on Reddit.
Yeah,
it was
that's
just like
Newsweek.
Reddit.
Yeah, we're.
I spend a lot of time on Reddit these days. I gotta wait for like builds
Yikes.
To process,
yep.
So I'm just scrolling Reddit.
Of course.
So gross.
Could do other stuff while that's happening.
Leave him alone.
What do you want me to do?
I just knew that would fire you up.
If you have time,
I'm like, can we not?
You have time to clean.
Monday morning needs to be calm for me.
Dude, I love those shorts.
I don't want him all angry.
Stand up.
It's
fuck
so
this guy.
Done. I'm gonna be like, yeah, there's a reason for that.
Emerging from his palms, soles, and elbows.
Elbows,
yeah.
Some elbow grease in it.
I was from Florida.
Shocking. Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah, this is all.
I get it.
I'm eating too many gators.
They're pretty lean, buddy.
Not the ones.
Not the way I eat them.
Yeah, I fatten them up first. Cut out the good meat. I eat the fat.
Yikes.
Yeah, you start a carnivore diet 8 months before his symptoms started.
Fucking dummy.
I mean,
carnivore.
It does work, paleo, but there's still things you need to eat vegetables.
Yes.
Like
everything is tempered.
Yeah, you
right?
can't just go all meat.
You also need carbs, right? Like you need
you don't need carbs.
You do need carbs.
Well, you don't need carbs.
Your brain needs carbs.
If you're
if you're eating vegetables, that does contain some carbs
stuff,
and sugars in it.
I just have carbs.
Don't be angry at the carbs.
Yeah, don't.
I'm not being angry at the
carbs.
I love carbs.
Carbs are the best. If I could just eat carbs.
Carbs are great.
All day long.
Be the best.
I would fuck carbs.
I would fuck carbs.
I do.
If I could.
I mean, all the time,
yeah. I mean, bagels have a hole in them already.
Did you say cars?
That too.
Yeah. Oh wow, carbs and cars.
Yeah, carbs and cars.
Doing it all.
Watch your Civic.
Yeah, only Civics, only okay. Male Civics.
His dietary habits included a high intake of fats consisting of 6 to 9 pounds of cheese,
Jesus Christ.
Sticks of butter, and additional fat incorporated into his daily hamburgers.
Wait, daily?
Daily?
That's what he ate?
Daily.
That's
6 pounds of cheese?
No, six pounds of cheese.
There's no way he ate six pounds of cheese a day.
Six is the lower end. 6 to 9.
Jeez.
A day?
It's what it says.
How is he shoveling that in?
Cheeseburger. A pound of cheese, that's like, how many hundreds of calories?
No,
that's got to be at least like 2,000 calories
yeah, that's
for a pound
day.
Of cheese.
He's
but
be
like,
one
don't
of those,
you get
like,
to the point where you're sick?
Guys.
That's what I mean. Like you
like,
would feel
no.
sick.
Yeah.
The man told,
yeah.
his, told the doctor that his diet had caused him to lose weight as well as experience, quote, increased energy and improved mental clarity.
Maybe he's cracked it.
This is it, guys.
You don't want the cholesterol oozing out of your skin. This
human.
Is the way to go.
I am the next
1 pound
step
of cheddar cheese. 1 pound of cheddar cheese is about 1,800 calories.
Wow.
No,
Jesus
no.
Six.
Christ.
That is, he's eating over 20,000 calories a day. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that's just the cheese. Well, his daily hamburger.
To be fair,
probably.
Michael Phelps eats that much.
when he was a freak athlete.
Yeah.
Okay, so anything over 240 milligrams of cholesterol is considered high, right? He was at over 1,000.
Jeez.
So he took it like they gave him a cholesterol test, and he's like, they're like, your blood's just
they were
mostly
like,
cholesterol.
We had to change the scale. like, Jesus fucking.
How did he survive that?
I don't
like,
know.
That long? That's insane.
I don't know.
Weird.
Anyway.
So, you come down. Captain Olsen is in a puddle.
Morning, Cap!